Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. So actually, for a long, long time, I believed I was a really poor student. Throughout this podcast, you've heard me tell some stories about the challenges I faced, but I really believed I was not made for learning. I ended up not going to university simply because I didn't believe I could finish it. And it's so interesting to see now, because a lot of people actually, you know, give me feedback saying like, wow, it's amazing how much stuff you just remember off the top of your head, the amount of knowledge you have, the breadth of knowledge. But this is from somebody who actually, you know, was kicked off of two high schools for not, you know, meeting their standards and actually barely made it through, you know, high school with the worst GPA possible. And the biggest shift in that is accepting the way that I learn naturally. The way I've been taught that learning works is that you get on a course, you get a book, and then you get a teacher, and then you spend, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years learning the matter at the pace that the, you know, instructor has said, and, you know, you need to learn all these different things about the materials you want to learn in the order that, you know, didactically it's been decided that that would be best. And I just cannot. Like, usually when I start off, I'm really, really good because I'm very enthusiastic about a subject and I really, really want to learn as much as possible about it. So usually in the first 2, 3 months, people are really excited when they teach me. But then, you know, my mind wanders and I go to other things. And what I found is, like, actually, I was saying to a friend of mine who was asking, like, aren't you going to do university? And I said, probably I could do university in 3 months. I cannot do it in 3 years. Like, I have a natural span of curiosity that I really dive into something and I really want to know all about it. And then, you know, when that curiosity is gone, that's okay. And then I move on to the next thing. And in that, when I force myself, you know, I get a book and I read it and I'm halfway through or 2/3 through and I've kind of gotten what I want to learn. And sometimes I skip ahead a couple of chapters and, you know, then I'm done. If I force myself to read the book, you know, page 200 and I need to reach page 300 because then the book is done, because otherwise, you know, the author will be angry with me or something like that. But then I get stuck. And then I will not read a single book for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months, maybe even 6 months, just because I feel kind of like guilty that I should finish this book. But when I allow myself to go from book to book, from this book to that book, based on what I read right now, whether it's, you know, marketing or developmental psychology or, you know, the philosophical treatise on, you know, the state of the world. Like, when I'm interested, I'll happily go through and I process a lot of information and I'm pretty much a walking library. Like, I can refer to the book and the place where I read it and what it meant and how it fits together with all kinds of other stuff. But it's allowing myself to follow my natural form of learning. And for some people, that's listening to a podcast. I mean, that's probably why you're here. For other people, it is reading a book from A to B or A to Z, because that's what they do. And other people love to watch webinars. And some people love to learn in little chunks over a long period of time. And other people love to, you know, submerge themselves completely for 48 hours in everything. And then they move on to the next thing. But allowing yourself to learn the way you want to learn and learn the way that works for you, that makes a huge difference. And I think that's an interesting question for you. Like, how do you learn? You as a parent, how do you learn about parenting? Like, do you think it's important? Do you think it's not important? Like, but how do you approach it? If you've been listening to this podcast for, like, I don't know, over 40 episodes or something, then apparently podcasts work for you. But are you allowing yourself to learn the way you learn? And how's that for your children? Because actually, that's a pretty sadistic part of the school system. You know, they're forcing you to learn in some kind of like average way of learning. And to add insult to injury, it's even worse, because who becomes a teacher? That's the person who loved it in school. So they will recreate the school that they had. That's why the fundamentals of the schooling system, like, one of the reasons that they haven't changed for pretty much over a century, because people who love the education system go back in and kind of keep there. Like, there's a couple of them who wants to, you know, change the system from the inside out. But most of them actually just loved it there and will keep it that way. But if your learning approach is not the same as other people, then that can be a real struggle. And that can actually make you feel like you cannot learn. It's not that you cannot learn. Everybody can learn. It's just figuring out the way you learn. So do you know what kind of way you learn? And can you kind of allow yourself to sit with that and be with that? Curious to hear what your answers are. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.